Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about etiquette, because this is confusing. We wanted to understand garnish. Now, I always thought, I mean, as a kid, you think they're a complete waste of time and a waste of space, and that you can't even understand why anybody needs to put any garnish anywhere. But obviously, as you get older, you start to see the importance of it, the balance, the presentation. But sometimes it comes with all sorts of things that you have no idea are edible or not. We wanted to get the expert in, Sharon Lurie. She's an author, she's a radio show host, she's a recipe creator, and we wanted to see if there was a rule of thumb or a rule of garnish. Sharon, good morning. Hope you're well.
All well, thank you.
So it can be confusing, because sometimes they give you things that are still growing. And sometimes they create things. So is there a rule of thumb? How do we approach what's expected of us? Because no one wants to insult the chef.
Okay, so just from my own experience, Okay, you go into a kosher restaurant, you eat everything that's on the plate. Okay.
Right. If it's in front of you, eat it. Even if it's the tablecloth,
yes,
that's really what
it.
You're saying.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, you eat it. Because this poor mashgiach has been sitting in the kitchen checking that parsley, checking everything on that plate for you. Okay. And you, this poor guy has worked so hard. Don't discard his beautiful parsley.
It's his work, yeah. It's almost as though there's no job satisfaction. So if for any of our non-Jewish listeners listening, or anyone who really just doesn't understand what Sharon is saying, is there are very strict laws, kosher laws, about not eating bugs. So what happens in a kosher restaurant is you have to have somebody checking the vegetables very, very, very carefully. And there are some that are really not easy to check. So that it can take hours to check certain things where bugs could be hidden. So that is why Sharon says, if it's on your plate at a kosher restaurant, eat it. So, yeah, okay. I think that's quite sensible and quite sensitive as well, actually. I'd never thought of that angle.
Okay, and then, but there is a however.
Okay.
If it's your first date,
mm-hmm.
perhaps you leave the greenery behind,
right.
Because you don't want to talk to your partner with parsley in your teeth.
Yeah. Sharon is actually being so sensible this morning. This is real wisdom, Sharon. This isn't just about etiquette. These are life rules, and that's true. That is true. What about those, you know, when there's certain flowers that land up on a salad. Are those, as a rule, are those edible?
Well, yes, most of them are edible. However, I just feel flowers should be left to a florist,
mm-hmm.
and not in the restaurant, not on your plate. But also another thing, Howard, is that you've got to be careful, because sometimes a portion of chips is so small that it looks like garnishing as well.
So now she's really talking about kosher restaurants. Yeah. So you do have to, you've got to move things around on your plate just to make double sure that it's not garnish, that it actually is a portion of food. As a matter of interest, in terms of etiquette as well, and I've always wondered about this, if you get a serving of food at a restaurant and there's not a lot of chips there, is it out of line to say, can you bring me some more chips, please?
Not at all. And in fact, what you say is your chips are so delicious.
Uh-huh.
However, this is not a Nouvelle Cuisine restaurant. Could you give me a couple more chips?
So there you go. These are very, very, yeah. So you hit them with a compliment. Then you give them a little bit of a smack.
Correct.
And that's what they should do. Mark says, I love crispy lettuce. However, some restaurants give you soft lettuce, which is disgusting. Those are my worst. Absolutely my worst as well is soggy lettuce. Yesterday's lettuce is just not aspirational. In fact, it's the saddest thing one could eat, I think. So as a rule, okay, so here we go. Let's just summarize this. Yeah. As a rule, eat if it's on your, if you're at a kosher restaurant, there's garnish there. You eat the hell out of that garnish. If you're on a date, and especially your first date, don't eat the green stuff because nobody looks pretty with greenery in their teeth. Yeah, you can ask for more chips. Anything that you want to know, Senna, because you're quite into the sort of thing.
I think the other one was, you know, when you get I would order like a strawberry daiquiri.
Mm-hmm.
Do I eat the strawberries?
Yes, of course.
I always feel so weird.
Why?
Because I'm like, this is supposed to be like, you know, you can't eat everything.
Yes,
it's
you can.
Rude.
You eat umbrella as well, as far as I'm concerned. No, you take the umbrella home for the kids. That's what you do. That is where we leave it. Sharon Lurie, thank you. That was an awesome conversation and actually surprisingly practical, which is always a good thing.